Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, there's three games coming up tomorrow. We usually do a Thursday three-leg parlay, but instead, we're doing it on Wednesday because, well, we're not here tomorrow. So we're going to each pick a game and pick a leg from that game and throw together our parlay. I want a David Montgomery touchdown. I'm just trying to find out how fancy you want to get with it. Like two touchdowns, first team touchdown. It's a revenge game for Montgomery, and Dan Campbell knows it.
Mm-hmm.
He said as much. Even if he is banged up, he's not going to be able to keep Montgomery off the field, which means he's going to give him the ball to get in the end zone to score against the Bears. So I'll just take it. It's minus 170, but I'll take David Montgomery anytime touchdown. He scores touchdowns all the time, and there's added bonus for his coach to want to get him in the end zone this week.
All right. Josh, you want to go with the second game, Cowboys-Giants?
Yeah, you left me with the worst game of the week. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Really need a win this week. Really need to get off that scoreboard and not have to watch the Hallmark movie. So we're going to go with hopefully is a safe bet of Cooper Rush over 207 passing yards. I don't know if it's safe or not, but in a game like this, I don't even know what to begin to go for. So we're going to go with that one. See how it goes.
Over 207. All right.
I am...
You're on Packers-Dolphins.
I'm on Packers-Dolphins, and I'm going to go over 29.5 yards for Devin Achane receiving. I think I had that stat the other day about Tua throwing the ball, obviously not surprising, quickest in the league, and the Packers are giving up a lot with a quick passing game. And cold weather, dump-offs to Achane, maybe game script plays into the Packers' hands a little bit. Achane for 29.5 yards receiving. I think he's going to have some catches in this game, given the way that I can see it going out game script-wise.
There it is.
All right, so Achane over 29.5. This is my leg.
We're in. Plus 464.
All right. Not bad.
Watch the games. Have a little juice. Fantasy football. Get those lineups set.
And also, make sure everyone makes this mistake every year. The Thursday Detroit game is not at 1 o'clock. It is 12:30, or is it 12? I'm just double checking that right now. See, I don't even know. 12:30. 12:30 tomorrow is the so get your lineup set then. You don't have till 12:45 to make your lineup this week. And that's a game where you could be starting a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You'd be starting Goff in a lot of places, starting Gibbs,
Montgomery,
St. Brown for sure.
DJ Moore.
The Bears receivers more for probably, and then maybe one of the other ones, but it's tough to trust them a lot right now on that front.
Big day today from One Bills Drive in terms of some potential injury updates on Matt Milano. It's funny, we've got two different kinds of injury updates. Oh, we're waiting to hear how bad it is. This is a good day. Off the bye, healthy, and whether that's Milano, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, Spencer Brown, they missed a bunch of pieces from their offense in the last game they just played against the Chiefs. And here they are, could be, you know, pretty close to fully healthy. So, you know, injuries are fluid. You lose guys along the way. But could be a good day of Bills fans feeling healthy for the team.
Yeah. Is Kincaid interesting at all for the next couple of games if he comes back healthy? Like how they're using him? Do we not care anymore? I'm trying to figure out if we care about Kincaid usage and targets anymore. Or if they're so... They're deep enough now where maybe nobody cares.
I guess what I would say is this. Anytime you want a player like, I need to see more of this guy. I want to see this guy featured more. It's because when he gets the ball, it's so dynamic, you want more.
Right.
Has Kincaid given them that?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
So it's not to say you don't want it, but I don't really feel like there's a clamoring for Kincaid other than games where they didn't have answers. You are seeking answers. But talking about Shakir or Coleman or Cooper, like these guys have flashed a little bit, popped a little bit. Shakir, of course, efficiency and yards after catch. And Kincaid, again, it sounds like it's – I'm not trying to insult his game or anything. I think he's a fine player. I just don't think there are as many very easily identifiable wow moments.
Yeah.
Where people say, you got to keep going to this guy. It
right.
It doesn't seem like it's happened yet.
And also, everybody else seems to kind of have a job a little bit where – like, what would you say? Cooper's role in this offense is what? Take the top off the defense and grab attention on the outside. Get open one-on-one against man coverage. Okay? What's Shakir's job? Yak plays and then over the middle of the field. Yep. Right? All right? Keon Coleman, his job?
Ball winner.
Maybe Curtis Samuel might say a little bit overlap with Shakir, whatever. What's Kincaid's job? Like, what's the answer to
right.
that? What would somebody say to that? You might ask five different people and get five different answers.
And you also have a scenario where often when he's on the field, one of those receivers comes off.
Right.
And how many do you like him? Do you like him more than Shakir as an option? Do you like him more than Cooper as an option? Do you like him more than Coleman?
Well, and that comes down to just how good of a player is he?
And matchups and, you know, what the
and
other,
matchups too.
Where the other team is able to stop a guy versus not.
But if you're one of the best tight ends in football, you're going to get the ball. It's going to happen. You're George Kittle, you're Brock Bowers this year. Like, you're going to find a way to get the football because you're that good. And Kincaid is good, but I don't think through two seasons he looks like he is so dominantly talented at the tight end position where just the other team, they're terrified. They have no idea what to do to stop him. Like, you're going to have games where he takes it over. You don't have that from him. He looks good. He's a good player, but I was hoping that there could be a dominant tight end in there. Maybe there still is, but that has not happened. That has not happened right now where he commands the ball at all. And some of that, by the way, remember, is not his fault. He leads the league amongst tight ends in missed targets.
Right.
And those are not his fault. Allen has missed him 11 times, 11 uncatchable targets where there's nothing he can do about it because Allen and him are just not on the same page on those 11 passes, which 11 passes, you get 7 of them, and maybe that's an extra 200 yards, and we feel differently about him.
Want to play a fun game that they just played on ESPN?
What's that?
They were asking of the top teams, the Super Bowl teams, identify their fatal flaw. Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, Bills were the four I saw up there.
Okay.
What's the Bills' fatal flaw?
The Bills' fatal flaw is...
You can give me your answer and then also what you think they might have said. What is their fatal flaw?
Their kicker?
That's pretty far down the line.
Like, is that my answer, though? That might be my answer. Like, I don't... If you're in a close game, I do not trust Tyler Bass right now. Is there something, though, that beats that? Like, I'm not giving you the... I'm not answering for myself the run defense. Like, I'm not saying that. You can't say, like, injuries is a cop-out, because you could say that for anybody, so yep. That would be a dumb answer. Would McDermott in general be a popular answer for people?
It might be a popular answer for some people. It was not the answer given.
Yeah, McDermott late in games. I don't know. Allen turnovers. I mean, I'm going to lose my mind if that was their answer. But
it was not.
Okay, good. I don't know. What was it?
It's funny. It brings it all full circle. It was which wide receiver is going to be the guy?
The guy.
That was it. Which wide receiver is going to be the guy?
Okay. And that implies in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah, like who's going to step up for them when they really need it?
Okay.
As a fatal flaw. Whereas, I guess the other teams, you would have that more easily identified. Maybe.
Would you? Kansas City's got Kelsey.
If you're the Ravens, that's Derrick Henry. I don't know. Like
I don't know.
They each threw out a name and then threw up a fatal flaw. So that's what it was. That's what their answer was, which I don't think I would agree with. I think their weapons are fine. Could they be better? Sure. I think their weapons are just fine.
I am perfectly good with their weapons right now.
If I was to say what I think their fatal flaw might be, it might be a bad day running the ball and too stubborn to get out of it. That's the thing I always worry about. Slow starts.
Yep.
Running the ball because you want to, and it's not going well, and because of that, the team you're playing against is in the game.
Yep.
We've seen that a couple times this year. They've overcome it. They overcame it against the Chiefs. They overcame it against the Cardinals. They overcame it against Tennessee, where they get slow starts and don't run well, and then they just, oh, okay, sorry about that. We'll play, but we'll throw it. So, part of that game against the Chiefs, I mean, they did not run the ball well. They ran the ball a lot. Allen ran it well. So, I mean, again, like you're looking, if you're nitpicking, you're trying to find that, I guess that's my answer. I don't know what else I'd put above it.
I don't know that. It's also possible to me they just don't really have one. That doesn't mean you have to win. You have to win the Super Bowl, but I don't. My struggle with this is I don't know that I would consider anything their fatal flaw. But once they traded for Cooper, had they not done that, I might have gotten to, for this, you just don't have anybody that wins on the outside. But once you get Cooper and you've got that guy and now everybody else is pushed down a slot and it looks a little better there, like I think they answered their question. I think they had a fatal flaw and they filled it. They went out and they filled it. And I think the other teams are... It could be just as easily said about them that they don't have that guy. Unless you're like Houston. They have Nico Collins.
And so do you now in Dynasty.
I traded for Nico Collins yesterday. Yes,
you did.
Yep. After you had been hunting him for
weeks. I had. I backed off.
And I jumped in.
And I found out via email. The owner in our league can't. Wait,
so you think that's fantasy?
I think if you're dealing in fantasy football, a trade, and you've been talking about it for weeks, then when the other offer comes in, you say, like, listen, I got a good one. I'm going to take it right now unless you want to give me something else.
You're saying not even just to inform them I'm taking it, but to give them one last shot.
We're back and forth. Or, hey, I got a better offer. I'm going to take the better offer. That would allow me to even say the words, ho, 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 wait a minute. Maybe I can, and if I can't convince you, then that's fine. But yeah, weeks and weeks and weeks of discussions gone in an email. It's fine. Extendo Sports coming up. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy JJ the Turkey Day. It's Sabres and Wild tonight. We'll be right here on WGR.